أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. As the surah approaches the end, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the ease that Allah Rabbul Izzat created for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and of course the Ummah by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala abrogating the compulsion of the performance of the Tahajjud Salat. Just one or two aspects very quickly with regards to abrogation, which is known as naskh in the Shariat. In simple terms, abrogation is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals a law to this ummah, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changes that law. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may increase, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may decrease, sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may completely remove that law. And as a matter of fact, when we look at the Quran Sharif in itself, like here, a typical example in the surah, that the words may remain in the Quran Sharif, but the law, the hukam may no more remain. Sometimes it also happens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to even forget the words, and those words no more made up part of the Quran Sharif. And sometimes the words were removed from the Quran, and however the law remained. Now all of it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One important aspect with regards to the abrogation of laws of ahkam or even verses or words of the Quran Sharif is this, that it was not that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had no knowledge of something, wa na'udhu billah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought a law into being, and then for some reason it didn't work, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that law. No, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in this particular case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only wanted to test Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum with regards to their iman and their commitment to Allah or their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to put Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum through the spiritual training. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that period of 1 year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept this compulsion so that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum will go through the spiritual training, and then the iman will become more and more firm, and the commitment and the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands and gets greater and greater. And hence, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought laws, and sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed these laws. At the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, that as an ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the entire ummah that establish salat, establish namaz. Now we've heard this on various occasions, but the reminder is of great importance to us, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the performance of salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, aqimu salah, establish salah. In other words, with all the various laws with regards to salat, the faraiz of namaz, for example, the absolute compulsions of salat, that also has been included. Then we'll get wajibat of namaz, that also has been included. Then we'll get the sunnats of namaz, that is also included. There will be the mustahabbat of the salat, all of it is included. To the performance of a perfect wudu has also been included. To perform salat on time has also been included. To perform salat with jamaat has also been included. To join the jamaat with takbir-e-ula, all of this has been included. And more important than that is the establishment of salat that make namaz a part of your life. In other words, your life will not continue if the salat has not been performed. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, he says amongst the du'as he made, one du'a was this, that, oh Allah, make the shariat my tabiat. Make shariat my tabiat. What that means is when I become hungry, then I crave for that food. There is a longing for that food. Now nothing can happen until I have not eaten. And like that, the ahkam of the shariat, until I have not fulfilled the laws of the shariat, nothing will happen. Until I have not performed my namaz, nothing will happen now. I cannot do anything. This is aqimus salah. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to firmly enroot salat in our daily routine, into our lives. Wa atu zakah, and give out the zakat. In other words, we know that what we will say 2.5% of one's zakatable wealth, we give out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we had also discussed that this surah was a very early surah that was revealed to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But we famously hear that zakat became compulsory in the second year of the hijrah after Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made hijrah to Medina Munawwara. So the ulama have reconciled that in the early Islam, zakat had been compulsory, but the details Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed much, much later. However, the concept of zakat was evident from very early Islam. And again, this is the time of the year when we give out our zakat before the month of Ramadan or in the month of Ramadan. Absolute caution should be taken with regards to the calculations, etc. But give it out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a beautiful loan. Now, there can never be a greater expression than this, that the wealth is from Allah. Whatever we have, all our resources, everything is from Allah. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compelling us to spend that in the path of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this term, وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, and give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a beautiful loan, that from that wealth now, give out something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a loan. Now when a person gives out a loan, there is always the risk that that loan will never be repaid. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayats of the Quran, مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repays that loan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give in abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply. So wa'atu zakah will refer to the compulsory zakat that we have to give, and wa'aqridu Allah qardan hasana is all the other charities that we need to give. Some of it we are obliged to look after our parents, to see to their needs, that is an obligation. To look after our families, our wives, our children, those are obligations. And then the other obligations, the establishments of masjids, the establishments of Islamic institutions, etc., all of it will come with وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it manifold. In the hadith, from 10 times to 700 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply whatever we give for the sake and the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.